Eric has apparently quit the band. I didn't mean anything by it, Eric. He'll get over it in a couple of songs, you know, that's a... I'm just going to play this one for a second here. Well, I'll talk for a second. Until it starts up, you know. Oh, we don't have it? Maybe I'll play the other one. Ah! I never played this song, but I'm only going to play it tonight because it's such a cool thing of Jimmy's. He had a lot about him that was so unique, but this, we were making a record called Far Side of the World. I'm telling Insider Buffett stories. I hope that's okay. I mean, that's it's a very cool record. It's typical Jimmy. He had his planes in this hangar up in Long Island, and we were getting out of the plane one day, and we were talking. He goes, "Man, it sounds cool in here. Let's make a record in here." So we cut an album in an airplane hangar in Long Island. Cost way more than cutting it in a studio, but it sounded cool in there. Pardon? Anyway, he got an Airstream trainer, the trailer that was his, it was his vocal booth. And when we were sitting all around this Airstream trailer that Jimmy was in with a microphone and a coffee pot, on the hot plate in there. And when he liked the track that we were taking, he would start getting that trailer rocking on the tires. That's how we knew he liked it. That Airstream trailer would start doing like this in there. It's like, we're getting it. So we cut the album, and we thought we were finished. And it was getting mixed in Nashville, Tennessee. And Jimmy calls me. They figure out we need one more set of background vocals, and we're supposed to sing that on the next following Monday, and this is Saturday afternoon. We're going to sing the final set of background vocals, Jimmy and I, at 10 o'clock in the morning, on Monday morning. And he calls me, and he says, "You know what? We need one more song." I said, "We do?" "See, yeah, we're missing a song. We need a song." I said, "Well, it's a good thing it's your record label. Means we don't really have to make the deadline." He goes, "Oh, we're making the deadline." I said, "Well, we're done Monday." He goes, "Yeah, I know. That's why I'm calling you." I said, "So what are we going to do about this song?" He said, "Well, we're going to write it." I said, "When?" He said, "When are we singing on Monday?" I said, 10 in the morning. He said, "Let's get together at 8:30. We'll write it and record it. And then we'll do the background vocals at 10 and we'll be done." Do you have any idea what this song is about?" He goes, "Yeah, I do. Sometimes I just want it to be about, sometimes the only thing in the world you need is your guitar." I said, "Well, I can get behind that." He said, "You think about it. I'll think about it. Let's get together at 8:30. We'll write it. We'll record it. We'll do the backgrounds. We'll have lunch. We'll be done." No person that's ever been in the music business would have suggested that as a plan. So I thought about it. He thought about it. That Monday morning, they put a couple of straight back chairs facing one another in the studio with a microphone at each of them. Jimmy walks in with his laptop, and we sat down for about 15 minutes. And wrote this song and recorded it and went out and got donuts and came back at 10 o'clock. And I'm just telling you that because there's nobody else in the world that would have done that. And I got to be there. I wouldn't have done that. But I got to be part of it because he would do it. And And this is a sweet little song. I'm tickled it came about the way it did, and I'm tickled I get to tell you about it down here. And this is Tonight I Just Need My Guitar.